Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our epistle lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Well, it's hard to believe that over 33 years ago, my wife and I became new parents. Yeah, had a brand new baby boy that we had. Now, one of the things that right after we had our boy, well, the hospital, before they discharge you, want to make sure that the parents go through a class so that way you can learn how to take a baby's temperature, how to feed them, how to change a diaper, burp them, all that kind of stuff. So for those of us who did not do any babysitting while we were growing up, well, quite frankly, I appreciated that. Now, it's surprising then that well, how often a baby needs to be changed. You know, every time you turn around, it seems like you got to change their diaper. And, you know, well, it's a good thing that I practiced there that one time because, man, I got all kinds of experience shortly thereafter. But it's funny how when you go through something like that, you know, your learning curve is fast and hard. You know, because they don't send an owner's manual with you at home, you know. You don't get one of those kinds of things. Doesn't come with the packaging. So, here we were, new parents. Talk about an immediate change in your life. Now, Paul, in our epistle lesson today, is talking about infants, and in particular, changing them. More specifically, the need to change. He's talking to the Corinthians here. Now, what he's talking about is in terms of, well, a spiritual change. Now, like many things in the Bible, particularly when Jesus is talking about it, there's all kinds of ways in which they relate to us. Like Jesus would say, the kingdom of heaven is like a wedding. And sometimes he would talk in terms, you know, farming language there, talking about planting things and those kinds of things. And so here we have Paul using a very same kind of thing, talking about infants as a way of explaining things. So here we are, talking about the need to change. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. Now, seems like a strange thing to call people there, infants, infants in Christ. But really what he's talking about, how the people there, well, they're spiritual people, but they're not ready yet. Okay, the Corinthians there, they had been worshiping other gods, you know, and that kind of thing. And so he's addressing them in terms that, well, you're infants, because you're not quite ready to be Christian yet. Right? Yeah, you're learning about those kinds of things. And so he's talking about how they are what? Well, people of the flesh, sinners. Now, David, he spoke about things like that in the Old Testament, in one of the Psalms that he wrote. He talked about how he was brought forth in iniquity from the time his mother conceived him. Well, that just means from the time of conception, well, he was inclined towards evil and not towards God. Now, you've heard me use that example before. You take two-year-olds and one toy and put them in a room together. What's going to happen? Okay? Well, they're going to fight. All right? They're going to argue over who gets the toy and that kind of thing. Now, no parent tells their kid, all right, you go over there and take the toy. It just doesn't happen. It's just that's our natural inclination to look out after ourselves. So there needs to be a change. And there needs to be a change in heart. So who brings about that change in heart? Who is it that does that? God is the one who brings about that change in heart. God, the Holy Spirit, creates faith in our hearts. He changes our hearts so that, well, we can come to faith. Now, for some of us, that change came about when we were baptized. There we were marked as one of God's own, set aside for Him. But for others, well, sometimes that change of heart there, well, it comes later on in life, after having heard God's word. And so they come to faith. And so as we get a little bit older, we start to really listen. Remember the words of Paul when he said this, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. That's the beginning of change. That's the beginning there. When you come to faith, you become a new person in Christ. Now Paul continues. He says, I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Again, he continues with that infant comparison. You start out with milk on the easy things of the Bible. Kind of like, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Those are the kinds of things that we learn. We learn about how God loves us, and in turn, we love God. And so then, as you get a little bit older, you start to try and wrap your head around what forgiveness truly means. Sometimes that's a challenge for us. Sure, we know that Jesus died on the cross for us, earning the forgiveness of our sins, rose from the grave alive, giving us that hope of everlasting life. Sure, those are all things that we learn. But yet, we need to remember, just like Paul told the Romans, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Sometimes that's kind of a challenge for us when we particularly know all the things that we've done against the Lord. But yet, when we hang in there, we need to hold on just a little bit before we get on to some more stronger spiritual food. So we stick with the infant. We stick with the milk, because that's what we need at the time. Now, in our lesson here today, we're like the Corinthians, okay? Folks who have been changed, believers in Christ. But yet Paul continues to say that, well, there's just some things in our lives that, well, quite frankly, still need to change. You see, the Corinthians there, they had a hard time with jealousy and strife. They're remembering who they had for Sunday school, okay? Talking about some, you know, preferred Apollos and others Paul. Perhaps some prefer Mrs. Fumfgeld or perhaps Pastor Stammel. That's the kind of idea that's going on here. Point here is that, well, we're not perfect yet, and there are some things that need to change. And so just like the little one who says that, well, they don't need their diaper changed, and they tell mom and dad that even though it needs to be changed, they do that because they want to continue doing what they're doing. They don't want to stop. They don't want to change. And so we too at times kind of fall into that kind of thing. We need to pause and reflect exactly what we've done and what Jesus has done for us. You see, there are times in which we find ourselves committing that sin over and over and over again. You see, that's the fleshy side of our life that's still trying to maintain control, want to hold on to that control, when we need to, again, pause and reflect on what Jesus has done for us. We need to put that away. We shouldn't let sin abound in our lives, because we need to recall that indeed we are a new creation in Christ. And because we are a new creation, we need to use a tool that's been given to us. We need to confess those sins. Confession. Have you ever thought about that as a tool for change? Think about it. That same Holy Spirit who creates faith in us, maintains our faith in us, uses confession to provide a right change in our life. Okay? Confession. Confession acknowledges that we've failed. Confession acknowledges that we've sinned. Okay? We fail to keep the commandments. Sure, the commandments, as we learn about those, all right? Well, yeah, those are some of the milk that we've received, that we understand. Those are easy. But yet, at the same time, we know that, well, when we break one of those, yeah, that isn't a good thing. That's a sin. But understanding how we break them and how we get ourselves into those situations over and over again, well, that's the beginning of growth. Growth. Growth is change. Growth is beginning to understand God's word a little bit more. Now, Paul addresses the issue that the people were having there. Okay? Jealousy. What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. Servants through whom you believed. See, Paul is redirecting them there. He's like, sure, you may have learned under Apollos or perhaps even under me, or perhaps Mrs. Fumfgeld or Pastor Stammel. What's he doing there? He's redirecting them to Jesus. Was Apollos crucified? Was Paul crucified? No, it's all about Christ crucified. So no matter what your teacher was or who taught you, each is just watering a little, but it is God who is providing the growth. So, he's providing that growth. And that means change in your life. And so how does one grow? Well, what is the primary tool that is used for that? God's Word. God's Word as you hear it in a sermon. God's Word as you hear it in a Bible study. God's Word when you read it at home. Okay? This is when you make that transition from milk to solid food. This is when you begin to grow in your faith with the Lord. And so this is also when you start to become a little bit more discerning when those temptations come your way. And temptations will come your way. But when you're studying the Bible there, and you see one of those same kind of temptations that you go through, you can see those examples of the people in the Bible. Sometimes they were successful in overcoming that temptation, and sometimes they were not. In either case, we can still learn from them and apply that to our own lives. See, we begin to learn that, yeah, there's times in which we fail. We learn in God's Word that we're sinners. But the sooner we go to the Lord and confess those sins, the sooner that we are forgiven. And when we are forgiven, that's when we begin to appreciate God a little bit more. Because the weight of that guilt of our sin gets lifted off of our shoulders. And we see truly how much God loves us. God loving us. Recognizing that. That too is another sign of growth in your life. You know, after all these years, being that new parent, and now seeing my son have his own children, it truly is a wonder that the firstborn child even makes it to adulthood. You know, you think about it, all the mistakes that you've made all along the way, you know, but still there's growth there, right? It happened. You learn through experience. You learn through your own parents and friends and others who helped you. You see, Epiphany, this season of Epiphany that we're going through, it is a time of growth. We focus on that. So I ask you then to examine your life. See what needs changing. And then use the tools that have been given to you, God's Word and confession. Because as you use those tools, your faith changes. It gets a little stronger. And indeed, you are growing in faith. Faith that comes to understand and know and trust that Jesus Christ truly is our Savior. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.